This is an executive summary of how op unit distributions are taxed. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. After a 721 exchange, the income you receive on your op units is taxed differently from how you might expect. Because op units are partnership interests, their distributions are taxed under partnership tax rules, not the simpler rules for right dividends. This means you report your share of the operating partnership's income, reported to you on a Schedule K-1. The distributions may include components like ordinary income and return of capital with different tax treatment, and the partnership's depreciation passes through to potentially shelter some of your income. Understanding how op unit distributions are taxed helps you anticipate your tax situation and coordinate with your CPA. This guide explains op units and partnership taxation, the Schedule K-1, the distribution components, return of capital and basis, the depreciation pass-through, and a comparison to right dividends. This is educational. Consult your CPA for your specific tax situation. The key to understanding op unit distribution taxation is that op units are partnership interests, so they're taxed under partnership tax rules. The operating partnership is a partnership, a pass-through entity for tax purposes, and you, as an op unit holder, are a partner. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.